Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. Rudo, Jesse, and Megan here live in the new studio.
We call it Studio X.
Studio X, apparently.
Mysterious.
Yeah, well,
club name.
I mean, we're going to have the old studio, but that'll be new too.
Yeah.
Later. Yeah. Which will, it'll look a little different, but
yes, it
same,
will.
Same, but different, some might call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole bar is going to be different, including our studios. So it should be really exciting, but this is our temporary bonus studio that we have up here.
I walked through the massive construction downstairs. I had just been like, it had just been described to me what it would look like. So like to, there's still a lot of like work to go, but like just seeing the kind of base.
How pulled out it really is.
Yeah, yeah, how, yeah. Like the studs and all that stuff. And, you know, stuff is like starting to be outlined where the new stuff will be and a couple things are there. And it's exciting. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Megan, I know you haven't been at the bar that long. It's just like 4 or 5 months of shows.
Yeah,
so
I just can't wait for them to put the water slide in.
Oh. I may, if they put a water slide in, I may genuinely never leave.
Is like, that where the robes come into play with the water?
Yeah, yeah. See, now you finally see the end game here.
Thank you. We have Edwin here in the comments saying, hold on, this isn't a poorly shot studio.
Yeah.
No. There we go. Look at that.
Sorry, y'all. We upgraded.
To everyone's surprise. it's great here.
So before we get into today's show as a whole, the only real news out of the NHL today is they decided that they're done with Adidas after the 23-24 season.
Yeah.
Get on jerseys you want while you can because right. They're going to change.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, seriously, I know I had talked to a couple people who bought the cup patches. I'm like, oh, I'm going to wait till next year when the jerseys come back in stock to, you know, get it put on there. So do it quick,
yep.
Because they're not going to look like this for a while. I'm surprised. I know there's a lot of people out there who are probably rolling their eyes. One, the jersey manufacturer changing lent weirdly well to what we were going to talk about today.
It did.
For it being the only news of like the last week, kind of nailed it.
Worked out.
Yeah. And two, like this is significant because that means there's a new jersey deal coming, a new manufacturer that's more money. And with the way that the teams have been sitting with money owed to escrow, money lost from COVID, this is significant. I wonder if that ties into that at all.
Pushing more and more jersey sales,
right.
For sure.
And,
yeah.
And I do wonder if this was Adidas saying we're out, or if this was the NHL saying, hey, Nike's making us a real nice offer. See you never. Like, I don't know. I think it's a bigger deal than maybe it sounds at the surface.
It's interesting to me because this feels like the first real gain for the NHL since their television deal.
Yep, yep.
All of a sudden, they're on these national channels. They're on a much, much bigger stage. Obviously, you've heard about the revenue, how much the NHL killed it this year in that category.
Right. Well, and the viewership was out of control.
So it is there. And, you know, Jesse and I both joking, we're like, it's probably Nike, right? Yeah. Right before the show. Yeah. So
they do the Olympics and
yep,
IAHF.
So that's our guess. It could be anyone. It could, you know, we don't know. CCM could be making a comeback for right. all we
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Which wouldn't that be funny if it goes from Reebok to Adidas to CCM and it's all just the same company just that's what, continuing to change the name.
Course, like a hockey couture line comes out. or something special.
Am absolutely here for like a high-end clothing brand to take it over. Yes.
Rudo, I hadn't thought about CCM. It's Nike or CCM. Like, there's no way Warrior or like Under Armour is going to win that contract.
Does Bauer make clothing, really? Yeah,
they make... Like, I have, like, a Bauer practice, like, just, like, a blank sure. jersey. So, like, I know they do, but, like, I don't... And I'm sure someone will be able to, like, I can't think of any teams or leagues that yeah. use... Like, I know the NCAA is the only one that's, like, it's up to the school and up to the team.
Right.
Because, like, the NHL, obviously, Adidas, the AHL, CCM. I think the CHL is also CCM. But point being, like, the leagues typically have agreements. Yeah. The NCAA doesn't.
I think DU's Warrior.
Yeah, I think DU's Warrior. I know there's a couple teams that are Adidas, a couple teams that are Under Armour. I don't know anybody that uses Bauer. So, again, yeah. I'd just be surprised if they...
Me too. And honestly, even CC, I'd be surprised if it's not Nike, Me too. To be honest.
Yeah.
But I am curious because Jesse and I have seen through our lifetimes, we've been fans of the Avs for the entire stretch of Avalanche yeah. jerseys. Megan, you got your start kind of in the Uniprint era.
Yeah, well...
So could do better, but now you have these very nice ones. Where do you fall? First of all time Avs jerseys, which ones do you think are the best? And secondly, do you think the current ones can be improved on?
I like the current home and away. What do you think of like this alternate? I guess that's more the logo than it is the jersey.
The
like little triangle.
The mountain? I've long been an advocate that should be the...
We will not be having this conversation yeah. again.
Is the Uniprint like the blueberry jerseys? Is that what you're describing?
No,
the Uniprint's the old home and aways where they have the stripes down the sides. That one,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's...
A yeah.
It's
dark
ugly.
Times. Then that's the... Yeah, that was... I hated that one, too. Oh, wow, that is very
that's
helpful.
Nice. This is very helpful.
I did not like the blue. It's just not a good blue. It's too bright. It's too bright to have that much.
I don't like the font and the diagonal. It's small yeah. font. It was a really light blue.
Mm-hmm.
I like the darker navy of yeah. this current.
Yeah, the navy.
I love the third as a third. I think it's the best third jersey in the league.
Fantastic.
I
yeah.
think it's nice.
Oh, and then the Nordiques. I'm glad we will get one more reverse retro.
Yeah, that is nice.
I like those each time.
The Canucks one that got leaked. It's got the big Johnny Canuck on it. It's cool.
Yeah. That logo's always been weird to me, but
it's interesting. If you use it right, it's all right. Well, so yeah, Megan, can you if the Avs were to change the jerseys, one, I guess would you change them under a new manufacturer? And two, what would you do? I already know what I would do.
That's a hard question.
I think about it a lot.
I almost wonder if I should take the question last because it sounds like you already know how you'd yeah. like to modify
Jesse's
the
like,
jerseys.
Answer this so I can answer this.
Well, no,
because I don't know how I'd modify them. I'm trying to think. I mean,
because they're great. Like they are.
They're very, very good.
I think this is the best iteration we've seen so far.
Should they bring back the Yeti foot?
That's
a popular idea.
Widely popular.
Because I like the C on the shoulder, but I think I always like the Yeti foot there.
And see, I think you can bring it back now because now it has... Because they got rid of it. And like, I honestly, people may not like when I say this, but like, I understood why they got rid of it. The Yeti foot has nothing to do with... The Yeti foot was modeled after Howler.
It was absolute one
bring
year...
Bring Yeti foot.
right, yeah. It's like... So, like, I understand why they got rid of it, but, like, now I think there's enough of, like, the nostalgia behind... It's kind of like the robo-yote on the Kachina yeah. jerseys where it's like, they got rid of it because, like, this is so ridiculous. But then it aged better than they thought it would, so they brought it back. I think you can do the same thing with the foot.
What distance makes the heart grow fonder? Is
yeah,
that what it
exactly.
is?
That's what it
is. Too. Yeah.
It comes back and we're not really excited about it maybe, but I don't know. I like it.
Well, just like imagine the merch you could sell. If you brought it back and just put it on the shoulder next year,
sell like
foam
hotcakes.
Fingers?
Foam fingers?
Yeah. Foam Yeti foot.
Yes. Yeah. See, look. Yeah. I actually just ordered one today.
I love that.
It's so simple. I think that's the best graphic we've ever done.
That's not going to work for Nike's jersey, though, because they're going to have four by then.
Yeah, I was going to say, by the time... Yeah, you're going to have to move some stuff around. So, since you guys asked what I would do differently, on the dark jerseys, I'd change the gray stripe to white.
I like the gray.
Do you?
I do.
I mean, it's all right. You can leave it if you want. And then I'd change the blue to navy.
Yeah, I'd be fine with the darker blue. The numbers need to not be blue anymore.
Yep, that too.
That was tough. It grew on me in that I could stomach it, but it just wasn't my favorite.
Yeah. It was fine. I still see pictures and videos of the black, though, and I still prefer the black.
Yep.
I just think it looks clean. It looks nice, but yeah. I would darken up the blue a bit. That's just a tough blue to do. That's an accent blue that they have right now, like at most. The blueberry jerseys didn't like the pants.
The pants need to go on the away for sure.
Make them burn. Do the color scheme that you did on the reverse retros.
Yep.
On the white jerseys. Keep the white jerseys exactly the way they are. Burgundy pants, shorts. Burgundy gloves.
Yeah. Yep.
Done.
Easiest sell of my life right there.
And then change the light blue to navy on the homes. And you have a great looking kit.
Have a super secret Louis Vuitton logos
exactly.
All over it.
Exactly.
Dylan here says, replace the numbers with burritos.
Or geese, even. Geese. Oh, yeah.
Geese.
I don't know. I think they will. I think they'll make a tweak. Maybe if it is something as small as bringing the... I think they'll... Now that you've said that, that's in my brain. That is my official prediction for the change.
We're going with foam feet.
Yeah. Just big foam
feet.
I love it. Someone get D-Line on the phone. Make that happen. Let's get some foam molded...
Eric!
Yeah. 3D Yeti feet going. But no, dude, we can move on from this, and like, I know we're getting into jersey and number stuff anyways, but like, I know people get, you know, annoyed with jersey talk and they don't think it matters. I find it interesting. I think it's cool to see. I'm a creative person. I like to see what people, how they make their design decisions. And every time the league has switched manufacturers, you've had anywhere from half dozen to 10, 11 teams in the league make changes of some kind. So we'll get a little bit of a new look here in a couple of years.
You know, actually, you made me think of a question that I'm curious. And the jerseys might be too similar. It might be too hard to distinguish for this question. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious, like, there are really three main Avs jerseys that I think of. The original one, I know they made the logo bigger after the first year.
Yeah, but same thing.
Yeah. And then the Uniprint, and then the current one.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm curious, like, first player that comes to your mind when you think of each of those jerseys.
Ooh. Wow, that's a great question. It's probably Sakic.
Yep.
It's probably Duchesne.
Yep.
And then this this one's hard because like they have, like we were talking about, they have like potentially four, maybe even five Hall of Famers wearing this jersey.
I mean, same with their first one.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's probably MacKinnon.
I think it's MacKinnon or Makar for sure.
Yeah. And I only say MacKinnon because he wore it for that whole season.
Yep.
Makar came in technically at the end of that first year that they had changed him. Second year they had changed him? Second year they had changed
him. There's a lot of like little changes too, yeah, right? Yeah, like they had they brought the C patch on the last year of the Uniprints.
Yeah.
So there's some weird ones there. Megan, do you agree with Duchesne for the Uniprint?
I actually had Hayduke, but it's just because of the time of me watching
great
the
answer.
Passing of the torch and the changing of the jerseys, this generational talent kind of stepping at the end of his career there.
Great answer. It's I love that one a lot. And just the Duchesne one for me, it's funny because he played what, like 20 games, 15 games?
In the original,
before he got traded that year. So like he wore, there are number 9 Matt Duchesne Adidas Avs jerseys out there. And like I associate him so much with the Reebok ones that when I see one of those, I'm like, Why'd you get that custom made? I'm like, oh, no, he did
not
wear that.
Not custom at all.
Yeah, he did
well,
wear
that. Well, that's the one you got on sale for $50 after he got moved.
Yeah. The Unipron ones, man, like, that was a very obvious theme of, like, the Reebok jerseys initially.
There were so many of them.
A ton of teams did it.
Yeah.
What was so annoying about the Avs was that they were, like, the last team standing with it. There was, like, 15 teams that did it. They all completely abandoned it. They were like, yeah, this looks terrible. And the Avs just rolled with it.
And that, like, it will always be synonymous with the worst era of Avs hockey, too.
Yep.
So.
And it's almost fitting. Like, I'm almost glad now looking back on, it's easy to say this now that they just won a cup. Like, I'm almost glad that jersey was part of that era, because it was a bad jersey, bad era. Throw it in the garbage.
I don't know if you guys have people that fit for the alternates. I would say the blueberry to me is Paul Stastny's.
Mine's O'Reilly.
Okay.
Oh, O'Reilly's probably more so. But this Stastny unlocked the memory of this time of my life when the Bang Bang Dance was a thing.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was Duchesne. And the talk of the possibility of Stastny coming back to Colorado. Could he do the Bang Bang Dance today? And who would he do it with?
Wow, I forgot about that.
Who would do the... It'd probably be Miko. Miko would do the Bang Bang Dance with Stastny.
Gerard.
Sammy would, for sure.
I care to do it, but I love it.
Yeah, wow, I totally forgot about that. Stastny's a great answer for the blueberries.
Yeah, all right. No, it's all coming together now. The burgundy thirds, which is just the blueberry but red.
Yep.
Is a Forsberg.
Yep. And the orange stick.
Yep.
Synergy grip. No, non-grip. Yeah, orange stick, beauty.
It's a weirdly specific information about Peter Forsberg's stick here. And then I would have a hard time with the Illuminati jersey.
Would you like to know who mine is for a really weird reason?
Absolutely.
Nick Holden.
Okay.
Because the day they introduced the navy blue jerseys, it was like the first time they'd had an alternate in a couple years. He was the picture that they posted. It was the first, and it was just Nick Holden, 5 feet from the camera, huge grin on his face in the new uniform. So every time people bring up the navy blue uniform, I picture that photo of Nick Holden.
That is weirdly specific.
Yeah. So,
Avs legend Nick Holden. Yeah.
Hey, look, he was one of Patrick Waugh's best defensemen. All right,
he was. What did he? He had one like really big play for the Avs, didn't he?
I don't know. I can't remember. He pretty regularly would like sneak down on the back door and finish goals there.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it was something
I think it was one where he scored, like, again, relatively speaking, for the Nick Holden era of Avs.
Right.
I remember it was like late in the season and he scored a big goal.
Yep.
He was against Nashville to like put him back in the lead, keep him in the playoff race or some shit like that. And like, oh my God, Nick Holden. And now he's played for like seven different teams in 3 years.
A lot.
I if you gave me free reign and you said you're now in charge of this, you can pick any jersey combination you want, I would do the Illuminati jerseys as the full-time home, the reverse retros as the full-time road, and then the current home as the alternate. It's like your throwback.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I get why, but I just think that'd be so fun. I also like when teams have different logos.
I don't.
On like home and away.
I don't.
Really?
I hate that. Yep.
Do you think a different logo is reserved for third jerseys only?
Correct.
Alternate logo, alternate jersey?
Yep.
Fair.
I like the reverse retro logo so much that I could see.
Beautiful.
I could see that.
I was surprised how well the reverse retro logo worked in Avs colors.
Yeah,
and
me
not
too.
The Nords colors. Like, it was really, really good.
The whole jersey, I couldn't believe, because, you know, you've only ever seen it with the blue. I couldn't believe how well the burgundy and all that stuff. They did an awesome job with
those. I love that.
I'm anxious for this year to see what
I'm hoping that they give them a home because of their like special jerseys. The one Avs home jersey sucks.
Oh, God. Stadium Series? Yeah. Wow, the other ones are all white.
I didn't think they were that bad, but they weren't very good.
So here's the problem with them. They look great with a hoodie.
They look great if you didn't just stretch the entire length of the jersey.
Like, Justin Cox, great friend great of DNVR.
Yeah.
He did a couple mock-ups. All he did was just shrink the logo a little bit.
And you're better. Like, oh.
And they were great. And like he used the practice jersey yeah, logo.
Those
which,
are sick. Those are sick.
If you told me what they're doing for Nike is they're replacing the main logo with a one color of that, I don't think people would like it as much, but I thought that logo was phenomenal. Had the mountains hidden in there.
Yep.
Like, it was kind of close to what they have now. I've actually told people, I've met people that didn't realize it was an A, the Avs current logo.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, oh, I just thought it was like a mountain with like the snow coming down. It's like, no, it's
very clearly it's an A.
Yeah.
Oh, that was an A?
No. That's what I said.
Pretty clearly.
Right, right. They were like, oh, I thought it was just like a big mountain with a snow.
I think those people need to get their eyes checked. Because that's an A.
Well, and the other one too that has always surprised me is that people don't know the Minnesota Wild logo is a bear.
Okay, there's so many cool things in the Wild logo.
Yeah, I hate that it's such a dope logo.
I have a theory on why people don't recognize the Minnesota Wild logo as a bear. Is because it's backwards. Its face needs to be facing the other direction, and people would go, oh, that's a bear. Oh,
okay. So
that's
you're
a bear?
Are you being,
I didn't know that.
Really? Yeah, the sun's the ear, the I river's the mouth, know. Yeah, the star's the eye, yeah.
Yeah, they flip it over, and I guarantee you everyone would.
So you're talking about just mirroring.
Yeah.
So you're basically reading it from like left to right
exactly.
At that point?
Yeah,
all right, yeah.
I actually see what you mean. It would probably make it easier.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. For some reason...
Like my sister this one time was like, oh, their logo's so dumb. It's just a, you know, wilderness landscape. I was like, well, it's a bear head.
I
like,
love it.
What?
Like, yeah, I it's, hate you know, that. It's, I love it.
It's all right. You can leave them with their Subway jerseys.
Yeah. But no, that was going back to that Stadium Series one. That was what I liked about that practice jersey logo was it was an A, but they found a way to be subtle about it. I would be in for them to incorporate that one more.
Really quick, because we do need to move on. I'm here for, like, I wish the NHL would do what, like, Canadian Juniors does, where it's, like, every second week, they're like, it's crazy jersey, whatever.
Crazy
night.
Jersey.
I genuinely cannot believe they don't wear their Hockey Fights Cancer jerseys in games. They absolutely
not even that one, but just, like, the all the teams now that do, like, the Indigenous Night.
Yep.
The military. A couple teams have done, like, Black History jerseys, like, wear them in the game. They're all dark colored anyways. Who cares? Like, cool. Wear your regular team socks if you need to have your colors in there. But like, I forget even the CHL and AHL. The NBA.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
NBA, each team uses like 5 jerseys a season.
Good point.
You know, the NFL has the color rush stuff.
Yep.
That was what I liked about the reverse retro. It was the league being fun. We say it all the time. I love hockey more than anything else. I love hockey people. I love hockey. Hockey community needs to have more, like, the NHL needs to have more fucking fun.
Yeah. When we see the players with personalities in interviews, that's what people like the most.
Right.
They're dying for it. It's like trying to get blood from stone sometimes.
Right. And, like, that is, again, I'm sure AJ's just sitting there rolling his eyes for this whole conversation. But, like, the reason people like it is because, like, it is something fun. It's something different. It's something to talk about your team and logos and colors. And, you know, it's how people show their team pride and all stuff. And I think it's fun when you get a new look at something. And most of the Avs have been pretty good. But yeah, the Stadium Series one I thought was a miss.
Yes, that one was a miss. Anyway, we are brought to you by Green Chef. You can go to greenchef.com/DNVRAVS135. Use the DNVRAVS135 code to get $135 off your order. Green Chef is a meal delivery service that is number one out there for eating right. Whatever plan you might be on, whether it's paleo, keto, vegetarian, vegan, or, you know, if you just want to eat a little bit healthier, it's just normal meals too. They have you covered. I got to try them. I love their meats. Their proteins are super, super high quality, way better than some of the other ones I've tried out there. So highly recommend if you're into quality meat to go check out Green Chef. Obviously, they have a bunch of different meal plan options. They give 24 options every single week, so you can pick and choose which ones you like. You don't feel stuck in some of the options and forced to eat something you might not want. And of course, you know, they're taking care of their business side of things as well. They completely replace their carbon footprint with all of that. They're making sure they're taking care of the earth, which is good.
It's great.
I like living on this planet.
I love Earth.
Yeah.
It's your Earth, too. Anna tells me that all the time when I throw something away that should be recycled. takes out, says, "Your Earth too."
So go over there, get Green Chef, the number one meal plan for eating well. Again, it's greenchef.com/DNVRABS 135 to let them know we sent you over there. And you get free shipping on your first order. So jump on that. We're also brought to you, of course, by DraftKings Sportsbook. If you want to make a little bit of extra cash, you have UFC 277 coming up. All you have to do is bet a dollar on any fighter if you're a new account with code DNVR, and you get $100 in free bets just for making the bet. You don't even have to be correct.
Just for showing up.
Yep. You just put a dollar down, get $100 back just because DraftKings loves you. That's all. You can go over there and bet on all sorts of craziness, of course. We've talked about it many times. Jesse's Google history is geese and snooker.
Yeah.
So. I've not been a part of this pod for a while, and that's weird.
Oh, did you not listen to yesterday's show? The other thing that he kindly left out of there is...
No.
And you have to listen to yesterday's show. I'm going to catch some charges for saying this. If the authorities are listening, just go watch yesterday's show and it'll make more sense. The other thing that was in there was, how big is the average 9-year-old?
Why?
All right. I guess, are you done with the read?
Yeah. I have to do the
Now
thing,
I have to ask Allie. Allie, how many fourth graders do you think you could beat up? Like, if they all rushed you at once, how long before they would overtake you?
Why is this a conversation? Are you having a fourth grader bully you?
No. Are you okay? It was a series of these scenarios that led us to how many
started with geese.
Yeah, it started with geese, and then geese kind of took over the show a bit.
Jesse, are your nieces bullying you?
No, they're only 5. I could take them easy. But 9-year-olds are about 4 feet tall. We found out. So how many 4 feet tall weak humans could you take in a fight?
I don't know. Fourth graders could be strong too.
Well, and they're also,
I wouldn't say they're very weak.
They're crazy.
And they're mentally tough. They're crazy. They're crazy. Yeah.
Psychopaths.
Don't have, like, upper body strength though. They're not like hitting the gym.
Yeah, but they don't know any better. They'll like just go in on you.
Yeah, they don't know how to regulate their strength output. Yeah. That's a great point.
My friend of the program, Kylie Smith, is a third grade teacher.
Yeah.
I could text her and see what she thinks.
There
just
we
say,
go.
Just say,
that,
like,
that
if you should
go deeper into
if you had to fight your whole class.
I don't think we should be heading up teachers.
No, just be like, hey, if you walked in one day and they went rogue, and so you step back into the hallway, they had to come through the doorway, could you take out your entire third grade class? Like, that's a great question. We'll do a TDSP on it.
Perfect.
Oh, God.
You got to get them into a narrow entry point.
Any teachers in the chat?
Very quickly, for DraftKings, age restrictions and other restrictions apply. Obviously, Colorado only. Do we have the thing in here? Do I have to do the whole read?
Age restrictions apply. No fourth graders, unfortunately.
No 9-year-olds.
No fourth graders fighting things on DraftKings. Obviously, you can find all the other important information on screen here. And, of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
By the way, hard right turn back to what we were talking about. I sent Allie the Nick Holden picture.
Oh,
I don't know if you have it in a position where
I
you can pull it up.
I did want to see it.
Yeah, she's going to pull it. And it's just Nick Holden cheesing. He's on the left there.
Just vibing.
Yeah, and just whenever I see the third jerseys, I think of that big, goofy smile. Nick Holden, Nathan McKinnon, and Gabe Landeskog. Franchise cornerstone, Nick Holden.
Yeah, well, one of those was a placeholder for Cale Makar. So it's okay. So on to the topic we actually wanted to get into today. If you didn't watch it, go watch this week's TDSP. We did a number bracket, the best number at every number for Colorado, the big four at least. I know there were some arguments about some other things. We only did the big four. Lots of debate, lots of conversation out there. If you didn't watch it, you can go watch, see all the numbers on there that the Avs won. We're not going to get too much into those. We kind of wanted to get into some of the guys that the Avs, they just got edged out, or maybe we think there's an argument that they should have been on the list.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what Allie's losing her mind over there.
She responded.
Oh, perfect. Wow, you did text her.
She was like, oh, I could definitely
take 15.
Yeah, she's
like, I think about this every fucking day. You have no idea.
If I was backed up against a wall, 15 max. They're freaking strong. Once they all ran to hug me and literally knocked me over. at least we ended it with a sweet note.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say.
They all ran to hug her.
Helped us out a little bit there, yeah. All right, so 15's the bar if you're up against. All right, okay. Perfect. We'll do some more polling. Good, we'll circle back to this. Yeah, I was going to say, we've got somewhere to start now. We know. And now those are third graders too. Wow. So probably even fewer fourth graders.
Dropping it down for that extra year.
Wow. Okay, Mal, I have to completely rethink everything.
Also, one quick thing that they emphasized on why they stuck to the big four was because you couldn't just do Rapids. You couldn't just do CU. You couldn't just do Rams without including the Pios, including the Mammoth. There's so much more. You couldn't just add one.
Yeah.
Allie, or one or two.
Were you part of this TDSP?
I was producing.
Okay. So the 33. And here's my beef with it.
There's a knife in the cushion.
The tweet says there can only be one.
Yeah, I wondered about that too.
Yet, if you'd look at 33, there's clearly two and one name that deserves to be there less than the other.
Yeah, everyone knows that but the reason they did it, they say, is to lighten up the mood, make it be a joke. Come defend real quick on the Av show, the double rocker.
My defense is if any of you guys wanted to just be in the conversation, it probably never would have happened.
I thought you were going to say if anybody wants to fight. I was like, whoa, all right. This way escalated beyond what I thought. Yeah. I will defend this with my life.
No one that works. You're moving this. She's giving me a lot of.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No one that works with things that.
Okay. This is what having the double jersey take happens. This is what happens when you have this take.
No one that works here thinks that Larry Walker was equal to Patrick Waugh.
Okay, all right, cool. I just want that on the official record.
Yes.
My biggest
beef is on record.
And what got Allie to yell to get you in here was the tweet says there can only be one. And on 33, there's clearly two.
Lairtrick Walker is a real person.
Lairtrick. Hey, and they both have Colorado and Montreal ties. Yes. So I'll allow it as long as it is a consensus that it's Waugh over Walker.
Are they really the same person? Maybe. All along? Have you ever seen them together? Seen both, yeah. I don't think so.
We have to ask Waugh if he likes SpongeBob.
I can answer that for you right now. It's a resounding no. Yeah.
But it's no.
The one regret I have about it is that it opened the door for people to be like, well, if that one shared, then this one. Yeah. Someone's like, Andre Burakovsky and Derek Wolfe should share. Then I'm like, No.
All right.
Now we have a comment here saying, how many Ryans can you take on?
Half of one.
As hot as he came in here, I don't even know if one. Jesus. Yeah.
How many fourth graders do I get?
Yeah, he's got a team of fourth graders and geese. Flanked by fourth graders, third graders apparently, and geese.
Good about this.
And I'm in.
Okay. We do want to jump from one goalie to another because right away at number one, the Avs lose a battle with Semyon Varlamov.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he deserves the spot. I don't think he does. But as far as Avs history goes, easily the best number one on the team. How do we feel about him?
I was not a goalie person until Varley. That's kind of what my care and concern for goalies stemmed from. And so I'm very pro Varley for one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Varley taught you the way of the knives. Got it.
He taught me the way of the knives.
I do have a framed David Abisher picture up in my studio at home. So for sentimental reasons, it's hard for me to go there. But like, I actually think that Varley might be the most underappreciated Av in history.
The teams in front of him were so bad.
Were so bad, and as good as he was, given the teams that he had, like, Avs fans should have treated that guy so much better for what all, and he loved being an Av. I think he's the best number one, like, going away. And if Jason Elam didn't have rings and all kinds of stuff, like, he would be the best number one in Denver sports history. I loved Varley. I thought he was very underappreciated.
Yep. For the record, because I know someone's going to bring this up, all charges against him were dropped.
There was no... She had to pay him huge damages. That was one of the first things that BSN like covered.
Yep.
I actually remember BSN's coverage of it because that was some of the most in-depth coverage of that topic.
It's honestly, man, like that, the Varley thing, I get actually upset when people try to bring that up. It's like, one, it's not even that it was like, oh, they had to drop. Like, no, he was proven unequivocally this didn't happen. Yep. This isn't what, you know, she got in a ton of legal trouble for dragging all that out. At the very end of the case, she kind of like came out and was like, oops, oopsie poopsie, sorry. Like, you know, and it, like he remained innocent through all of that. And like, I've always thought he was such a good dude. And once it was all over, I felt bad that he had to go through all of that. Yep. Once you understood what happened, especially for the type of guy he is and was, I felt bad that he had to go through all that.
Yep. I mean, you know, obviously you have to take those things very seriously.
Right. Well, that's why I'm saying you waited till you got to the end. Cause when it all first happened, I will never forget the mugshot. You were just and I remember when they first even said like, yeah, he's back practicing with the team. I was like, I don't like that.
Why? Yeah.
I was like, I don't like that. Like, you know, I get mad cause the NFL does that with play. Like Melvin Gordon got to pick when he chose, or he got to choose when he
to serve his suspension,
served his suspension for, you know, DUI and all that stuff. So like, I was frustrated, but then by the time it got all the way to the end, I was like, you know, he was in the clear. He deserves the money that she owes him now. Yep. Good for Varley.
All right, we can love keep Varley. Moving along. I did want to touch on number four very, very quickly because Rob Blake did take it. But you have Tyson Berry there. You have John Michael Lyles there.
Yeah.
The weirdly contested number on the defensive line.
You got one coming for it, too.
Yeah, I'm saying that could be Bose in 10 years. We'll see.
The show knows... I'm such a huge Tyson Berry fan. I like to think in my fantasy head that he was like the kind of player that I was growing up. I'm small. I'm undersized to say the least. But, you know, he's always skater, you know, good skater, all that stuff. And I just always loved Tyson Berry because I felt like, and even still, like he was 3 or 4 years too early.
Yeah.
If he was coming into the league 2-3 years ago, he'd be a hot commodity.
And again, he spent a decent portion of his career with coaches that just didn't understand what he was.
Yeah.
And that definitely hindered him. You saw it even as recently as in Toronto.
Oh, dude, yeah. That one was crazy to me because it was like, hey, I know we have a full blueprint for exactly how to make you as effective as possible. And, you know, you have some lumps you got to live with. We're going to throw that out and try to change you back to what you were.
What if you played on our PK?
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think about that? Yeah, I love Tyson Berry, but no, it's Rob Blake. I think Bo's got the potential to be the greatest four ever.
So that one's pretty easy. This one, I don't really know how much of a debate there. I don't even know if it deserves to be Matt Calvert at 11. people were very, very mad at me saying Matt Calvert deserved more. And I'm sitting here going, I think the best 11 might be Jamie McGinn.
Shit, it might be Andrew Cogliano.
That sends me back to like Imagine Abs. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Too cringe.
I always think of the Captain Morgan Selly.
Yeah.
The Jamie McGinn, Captain Morgan. Yeah. Wow, Imagine Abs. I mean, like, recency bias to the fullest extent. Like, Matt Calvert was great.
He was.
Are we sure Andrew Cogliano didn't already kind of take that? Like with the playoffs
three playoff
he just
winners?
Had?
Like,
yeah. Greedy heart.
Broken hand, still blocking shots. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's Cogs.
It could be. I it's so hard to give it to a guy who's only been here for 1 year, though.
6 weeks.
Yeah. It's not even like 1/4 of a season.
I mean, but like, and again, this is total recency bias. I'm probably going overboard here, but like,
that's what they talked a lot about on the show. A lot of recency bias.
Yeah, and like, it is hard to shake that, but like, I thought Andrew Cogliano within the realm of bottom six guy, like, I thought what he did was straight up special in the playoffs for the Avs in that role.
It's
all within the context of the role.
So these are really, really tough when you get into these conversations because people loved Matt Calvert.
Yeah.
The guy. They love the heart. They love the effort, regardless of, you know, the level of actual hockey getting played there. And not that he was bad. Like, he did a bunch of good stuff.
If I had a dollar for every breakaway that guy didn't finish,
yeah,
him and LOC, I wouldn't be working here right now. I'd be retired.
Can I throw Matt Nieto into that?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, Matt Calvert always made me laugh. Break at the blue line. He's gone. Number 11. So, oh, fuck.
I guess I'm curious. Where do you draw the line of this is the best player that wore this number because of talent versus like public image and otherwise? Because
we kind of looked at this with one and like titles, right? Like, oh, Varley would be in this conversation, but titles.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know where you draw the line because it is a couple different layers to it to start to factor in. Image matters, but impact matters too. So I feel like there's a maybe even more of an edge for Cogliano than Calvert just because we know he's handpicked by McKinnon, comes to this team, has that meeting the night before the final game.
That's true.
That's impact that
leadership
is immediately seen, and he comes back for another year because of that. And so I think that opens the door to that conversation having more impact than we maybe could say. Oh, I feel horrible saying it for Calvert.
No. Well, and like, I will say this because we can't see the chat fully right now, but I'm sure there's people.
Kira, I love you so much. Calvert is the best.
She'll watch it back.
Later. I'm sure there's people like lighting us up for this. And like, I'll say this: had Matt Calvert been able to keep playing, I'm sure he would have, at least on ice, been very similar in the playoffs. You know, that was like his thing. That's
absolutely
why Cogliano, I think they brought him in. Is like, we need that guy who just his hands broken and he's going to be the first one to lay down and block a shot.
Yep.
I think Calvert would have done that, but that's gone on a podcast this summer has brought up the meeting that Andrew Cogliano called.
Yep.
They've all brought it up and they've all credited him with, he's the one that put this together, not him, and, you know, not Gabe saying, when you get him and he stood up. No, he called the meeting. He gave a speech that brought half the team to tears. Like that's an impact. You have to be a certain type of person to do that.
Yeah.
And that's not an easy thing to do.
All right. So we've talked ourselves into recency bias once.
Yep. Nailed it.
Can we do it again immediately in the battle of the vowels? Cause officially Kamensky took 13.
Yeah.
AJ was pretty adamant that he doesn't think Nichushkin's even that close.
You guys know I'm a big vowel person.
Yep.
Which one?
Yes.
Don't know. Here's my thing with Nuke. Because I see where AJ's coming from in terms of like, I don't think it's all that close. One, I think we forget Val's pretty young relative, right? He's mid-20s.
I mean,
27? 27?
He might be 28, 27, 28.
Yeah. 27. I think he'll be 28.
He's younger than me. He's like 27.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, get used to that for the rest of your life.
That one shocked me.
I remember when my birth year was available in the NHL video games, and I thought it was so sick. And now I'm like scrolling to find my
year. Now you go and it's like, oh, your birth year is for the coaches.
Right. Yeah, it's so upsetting. But like... I swear to God, every time Val Nichushkin has stepped onto a sheet of ice as a member of the Avs, it's been better than the last time he was on a sheet of ice.
Yeah.
And like, you have him for 8 years here. He's 27. So he turned 27 in March. So, okay, so he'll be 27. 27. This is age 27 season. If he continues to marginally improve over the next year or two as he kind of settles in and rounds out his prime, and then is good top six for, you know, a few years after that, I think he would probably pass Valeri Kaminsky as the best 13 in Avs history.
I think if he keeps up 50 point seasons, he passes him easily.
Yeah, I agree. And like, that's not that outlandish.
It's not. The part that makes it tough for me, and again, similar quantifying situation here, these are both on the ice though. It's really, really easy for people to overlook defensive impacts.
Yeah.
And you know, granted, we didn't have the same kind of stats around when Kamensky was here. But Val is arguably one of the best defensive wingers in the entire league.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't go unmarked on the scorecard. He's one of the best defensive
forwards. Forget even breaking it down positionally. I mean, maybe he's not as high, but like, he's in that upper tier of defensive forwards.
Yeah, for sure. So, look, I'm not going to say he's earned it already. I do think Kaminsky should be there, but I certainly think it's closer than AJ does.
Yeah.
I think it's closer than AJ might feel, although I didn't have a conversation with AJ about it. So maybe he doesn't think it's so far off.
His, what he said on the pod is final.
Yeah. That is his word.
But I wonder, we talked about impact. This is another type of impact. Defensive impact is something to measure. And then the era of NHL hockey that we are evaluating, old Valet and current Valet, are two different eras of NHL hockey that I don't know if current Val can touch points-wise what old Val did. I feel bad calling him old Val now. But
old Valerie Kaminsky.
What sucks is that he is. Like, that's what's Val. Humbling for me.
But I think that they kind of are evaluated slightly differently, even like for sure. The metrics that were available to that's evaluate that era
different
of NHL
style
hockey.
Players, just no doubt about it.
Right. Yeah. But I do think that there is a proper argument that could be made for Curran Foul eclipsing that in impact. It's not strictly like down to points totals, but
right. This is so annoying. I'm just trying to find how big Valerie Kaminsky is, and it will not come up. It's like that is the other thing that I do feel we can sometimes lose respect of, not like respect him, but like Val Nichushkin is like, he's a specimen. He was drafted 10th overall, whenever that was, because he's 6'4", 240, and can skate.
Yep.
And, you know, he scored 25 goals this year. So like the finishing has started to come into his game.
Right.
Like he, when you just take a step back and look at Val Nichushkin and the year he just had, it's like, that's Eric Lindros.
Cool. So he's drafted 10th overall. Right.
Right. Yeah.
It's a lot of geese.
At least 12, 13 geese on that guy.
Well, he's...
Oh, God. Jesse's actually going to do the math over here.
He's like 14 geese. Found that Chushka is like 14 Canadian geese. Like, imagine being chased around the park by 14 angry Canadian geese, but flying, so they're moving fast. Like, pass.
All right. We're also brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery. It would take a few for me to fight even one geese, probably. One goose. So go get yourself some. You can get it at your local
liquor store. The geese on the golf course are so scary. They've seen some stuff. Yeah.
One hissed at me and Hannah a couple weeks ago.
I was attacked by a geese.
So, and did you know?
So I'm terrified of them. But I learned you have to like make yourself really big and pretend you're bigger than them and then they'll go away. But you know, I literally had one chase me once.
Did you know if you kill a Canadian goose on purpose or accidentally, hit it with your car, anything, it is a federal offense? Yeah. They're a protected bird.
This happened to one of my dad's friends.
Really?
He hit it with a golf ball on a golf course.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. And did he got in trouble?
I mean, you know, it obviously he was fine, but right. The golf course is like, we're going to have to call the police.
It's not insignificant. Yeah. And they're such dicks and you can't even defend yourself.
You just got to make yourself really big and then run at it and it'll run away.
I just got to start hanging out with
more. Marissa did it so that I could hit my golf ball because I was terrified.
I got to start hanging out with more third and fourth graders.
Teamwork, yes. Just
send a swarm of third graders.
Real friends who they have no pretend fear. To act like a geese so you can hit your golf ball.
Does it bother you that it's one goose, two geese, one moose, two mooses?
It does.
My oldest sister's always called them meese, just like out of spite.
I'm very much like, I don't really care. I just call it.
It's just another one of those like weird English language quirks.
Yeah. English sucks. Confirmed. Go get yourself some Breck Brew at your local liquor store. Check out breckbrew.com. Then you too can talk about fighting geese and children. when you need to take care.
Our ad partner cannot hear that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Breck, we love Breck.
We get a call
Brew,
from Breck, like, what are
Breck Brew does not condone fighting Canadian geese or kids. I just want to put that out
or
there.
Children. Or fourth graders. Yeah. No matter how mean they fight are. The geese.
Regardless of what corner they back you into and how many are coming at you.
Go over to Green Mountain Dental Group to make sure you're taking care of your teeth for your mug shot after all of that.
After those fourth graders kick your ass, go get your teeth straightened out of Green Mountain.
Green Mountain's great. They're the best family dentist in the Denver metro area, just 15 minutes from downtown over in Lakewood. We've had tons of people switch. They all say they love it because they're really good at what they do. They get you in and out super quick. And when you get a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with them, you get a free Sonicare toothbrush. So go over there, make sure you're taking care of your teeth, get the toothbrushing, and take care of your teeth better at home, too.
I got a text from them. It's time for me to... I had to cancel my last cleaning because I had to take an unexpected trip back to St. Louis. So they sent me a very nice text the other day saying, hey, don't forget about us. And I need to... I still haven't called them, but I will.
They wish me a happy birthday.
Today? Wow.
No. No. I can't believe
it. Yeah, unbelievable. What
they, yeah, they text me every single day.
That would be amazing.
I would love if one of them listened to our show enough that they got into like the automated system. Method. Yeah, and they're like, you know what? We are just going to dig our heels into this.
That'd be amazing.
Side note, going back to what the Adidas jersey thing.
Yep.
Someone pointed out in my mentions, I didn't realize this, but that Nike currently has NBA, NFL, and MLB.
So they get the quad.
Yeah, they're looking. They're looking for the infinity gauntlet of jerseys here. Like they're just trying to round it out.
Do they have like MLB? Who
I was just
MLS?
About to look up. Yeah. I'll bet you that's got to be Adidas. Right?
I would think so.
So I mean.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Getting back into the topic of today,
it's Adidas.
It is Adidas. Okay, there you go. A couple of
Adidas.
So there were a couple of guys on the TDSP show where they tried to give some credit for trade value on some guys.
What?
Not about it.
Well, I mean, like, what do you mean? Like, what they got in return?
So the guy we're gonna talk about next is Adam Deadmarsh.
I mean, like, that's like saying Matt Duchene's the greatest av in history. Like,
well, they didn't give him that much credit. So that's a hard no on trade credit. Same over here.
That's harder to talk me into.
Okay.
See, I think the only time you get something like that is if you're the Philadelphia Flyers, it's like something what Claude Giroux did. I want to stay here and play the 1,000th game, and then I want to make sure... Well, I guess, and actually, he ended up kind of screwing him over in the end by limiting his team. You know what? You know what? Scratch what I just said.
It feels like a last resort thing. Like, at this number, if you are being... there aren't many options, then you start looking at trade value.
So you're digging real deep.
Yeah, if you're on like your seventh tiebreaker.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
What did they get in return?
Probably not too much of a conversation about Adam Deadmarsh. Obviously, 18's off limits.
It's Brandon Gibbs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Alex Tange.
He got 40. It's fine.
But he gave Adam Deadmarsh a Rolex for 18 after he got traded to the Kings in 02.
Yeah, it did happen.
I had a Tange 18 jersey as a kid.
There you go.
But obviously that's all. Yeah, it's Peyton Manning.
Yeah, no one in Colorado is ever taking 18 again. So
Brandon Yip.
Yep. Did he, he didn't even get 100 games, right?
Felt like it. And not because of Brandon Yip, just that era.
It was that era, though, exactly. Yeah. Just live in constant trauma.
Right, I was going to say, it was like, and again, like, there's nothing, I'm sure Brandon Yip's like the coolest dude ever, but like, he was a first line winger for this team. It was, oh my God.
Very dark times.
Yeah, brutal.
We have a question here from James. He says, I know you should never ask a woman's age, but if Allie's birthday is every day, then how old is she?
It's like dog years.
It's like a leap year birthday.
You just multiply,
So how many?
She's actually a wizard. Yeah. She's 1475.
Okay.
She's immortal.
Whatever you guys say, I'll say
you
how
look
old
fantastic
I am.
For 1400 years old.
Wow.
My goodness.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
If
wow.
people wanted me to give my skincare routine, just let me know.
My skincare spell, just drop a comment.
Skincare spell. Oh my God.
A couple other we can talk about here as we're winding down. Well, one, I saw a lot of people talking about Jonas Donskoy at 72.
First av ever, right?
First av ever, and then Justin Barron wore it for a game because someone was wearing 27.
Who would that have been?
I think it was Maltsev.
When did Barron play? Last year?
Yeah, last year.
I don't remember what he wore 27. When he was called up. He wore 20 with Eagles, but I don't remember.
Yeah, it doesn't have anyone else listed. Maybe that's wrong. That could be wrong.
20.
Because I thought Maltsev did wear 27 when he was up.
I thought he did too.
One of the reasons I'm bummed that Tyson Jost never worked out was because that was another one where there was a few Tyson Jost 27s floating around out there from the whatever seven games that he got at the end of the season because... who was it that was wearing 17? Yeah. It wasn't Steve Downey.
I don't know. Let's look.
May have been. But yeah, Tyson Jost had to wear 27 for a handful of games, and he switched at the beginning of the next year.
Yep.
And I really wanted him to pan out, because it's like when you see the, and they sell them at Ball Arena, so it takes the novelty out a little bit, but the Sakic 88 Nordiques jerseys.
Yeah.
Those are great ones to see, because you forget that he wore 88. I was bummed O'Reilly went back to 90, because he wore 90 for like three preseason games before having to switch to 37. I think that
pretty passionate stuff. About this.
I don't know. I just find it so interesting. Like I think a lot of it goes back to like, I remember it being a big deal when you got on a new team and can I get my number, and someone on that team already has a number, so you have to pick a new one, and like it. Numbers mean like a weird amount to the player.
Brutal. I started asking players why they choose a number, and
yeah,
Foodie has such a secret reason for why he chose it, but I feel bad revealing it. It's not bad. He just really admires Mitch Marner.
Well, that's not a bad reason at all. Yeah.
He didn't want to answer the question though in front of his teammates because he didn't want them to make fun of him for it. But it's because Marner wore it in juniors.
And you said that's Foodie?
I feel like that's pretty standard.
Yeah,
no, he didn't. So I feel bad. Like, don't go around spreading that.
Now that we just said it on this podcast.
You've not been invited back to the
Tyson Jost didn't get to wear 17 because of Renee Bork.
Renee Bork! Oh my yes. Goodness. Oh my God. That's right. Oh, Renee Bork. We had the Borks. Everyone thought they were brothers that one year, and they very much weren't.
Gabe Renee, and it leads right into our last guy. Ray Bork at 77. I'll let you guys talk. I've been pretty vocal that I don't think the Avs should have retired his number, and everyone hates me for it. So, Megan, where do you stand on the Ray Bork conversation?
And retiring his number?
Sure.
I'm all for it.
Okay.
It's so sentimental to this franchise that it's such a memorable moment.
I mean, I openly advocated for a statue of the moment on yesterday's show. So, who got 77?
It was not Bork.
77, Mecklenburg.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah, like, everything after 60 is just like Bronco.
Yeah. And then you got Landy, Berkey, and...
I want to see a triple-digit number. Just once. I want to see someone pick an angel number like 111 and put it on their jersey.
This is one of those really weird facts. I don't know why I know it, but given what Rudo just said, you guys are going to make so much fun of me for knowing this. Is actually against the NHL rules.
That's good to know.
It's in the rule book. So you can't have zero, double zero, or triple digits.
So I know why zero is against the rules. I don't know why triple digits is.
Yeah, why zero?
So when they first introduced their new stats system, if you wore zero, it gave you like a...
value or something?
Not a negative value, but it put you as like the default player in the stats system.
Oh.
Because it wouldn't count you, but it'd be like, all right, so everything is based off of this one. I forget the guy that wore it and that it happened to, but they were like, oh, so you're wearing zero broke our entire system.
So zero was at one point allowed?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. Yeah, I actually, semi-recently, I actually just saw that in the official rule book that your jersey number has to fall between 1 and 98.
Yep.
Okay. And so I grew up with a kid that wore zero. And every now and then the debate, is that a number?
Yeah, for a jersey.
Can you be number zero?
For jersey purposes, yes.
Okay.
What other purposes? No.
So like in mathematics.
Yeah. Zero is nothing. It's not. Yeah, it's like, what is it? White is the absence of color. Right, like zero is the absence of
number.
Of math. Yeah.
Like, I reject both of these.
So we used to always joke about that. But like, I don't know. And I'm sure a lot of this is why people like... I'm a huge Star Wars fan. But the reason why people like the original Star Wars trilogy is because it's nostalgic. It's kind of like a landmark for that genre. And, people who consider themselves, the modern day nerdy pop culture, mainstream, all that stuff. Like, people like the original Star Wars movies because they're nostalgic and it was kind of the start of that generation. Like, you go back and watch them. They were kind of... shit movies, you know what I mean? Like,
they don't hold up.
They don't hold up, but like they're great. Like I love them. You know, like I'll click on and watch them all the time. And for me, that is maybe why I feel differently about Ray Bork. So again, this is like the fourth time I've brought this up on this show. Like when I was a young kid and I was just starting to, you're starting to play real positions and not just like, we play you wherever and you figure out what you're good at. And I started really becoming a defenseman and actually like training for that, practicing for that right when Ray Bourque got to town. And so that was something that I always looked up to. I wore 17 my whole life. And part of the reason was because 77, I wanted to have a 7 in there. And it was just such a huge moment for the Avs. And it is kind of like an iconic NHL history moment in terms of like for the sure. Stanley Cup. It makes all the commercials. It's all the photos, all that stuff. So like for me, I think it is something because it was such a big league-wide thing. I get why they did it. But I also fully understand the argument of like, hey, he was here for 18 months.
Yeah. At the very end of his... And he was still good, to be fair.
But yeah. Like, but he wasn't... That's the other thing that people forget, including myself. He wasn't like Ray Bourque.
Yeah, he wasn't prime Ray Bourque by any stretch.
Like, they got prime Rob Blake.
He was a monster.
But they did not get prime
not
Ray Bourque.
I mean, not
Ray Bourque was 40.
And non-prime Ray Bourque put up like 50 points.
Right. What? So isn't that also crazy? Like, Ray Bourque was way out of his prime. He was 40 years old. And the training and conditioning and nutrition back then was nowhere near what it was today. And he was still that good at 40, where he was, like you said, 50 points, very effective. Imagine if they had the training now. Like, he would have played another 2-3 years probably.
Oh, yeah. I think, well, I mean, he probably would have retired after the Cuppy. Anyway.
Yeah. Such a perfect way to go out. Him and Manning. Like,
yeah. Go out on top.
Come to town, go out on top.
Yeah. Speaking of the Broncos, they're coming in here
yep.
in the next few minutes.
One more question.
The whole Broncos team is coming in the next few minutes.
Entire Broncos.
It's going to get crowded in here.
Whoa.
Have you Let's heard ride. Of the DMVR Let's Broncos?
Very, very quickly, one last question, because the NHL does have one unique number situation with 99 being retired league-wide.
Yep.
The MLB has 42 retired for Jackie Robinson.
Yep.
Will we ever see a number get retired league-wide again?
So I'll say no because, and this is also just like a total homer take, but like if there was anyone that you were ever going to do it for, it'd be someone like Patrick Waugh. Cause like, I think if you're going to retire it league wide, you have to be talking about someone who changed the game.
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky changed the game. He's the most dominant hockey player of all time. We'll never be challenged on that. He's in the conversation for like the 3 or 4 most dominant athletes ever. But like Patrick Waugh, literally, we may have just talked about this on yesterday's show. Like, hockey companies change the way that goalie pads are manufactured because of the way that Patrick Waugh played the game. That is now the way that 99.9% of the hockey playing world plays goaltending. Like, if you were going to retire it league wide for someone, it'd have to be someone who has that kind of impact. And I just don't know if you'll ever have something like that.
I'm trying to think of like close players in other sports, and you're not going to retire Tom Brady's number league wide.
No,
probably. And again, like even further the point, like he's probably the best ever.
It's just so hard in a sport like football where there's so many positions.
Right. And I'm saying probably because we're on a Denver-based show right now, and our Broncos guys are right outside the door.
Should I ask them?
They look fierce.
Yeah, ask him if they think Tom Brady's number should be retired league-wide.
Do you think Tom Brady's number would be retired league-wide?
No. Should it be, though?
All right,
should it?
No. Resounding no's. Yes. Like,
yelling no.
Disgusted no's, even. Yeah, like, couldn't believe that we'd even ask. And so, again, that just kind of proves my point. It's like, if a guy like that, who's done it across this many generations, multiple teams now, like, if we don't think that a player of that level, which I probably agree with them, should have their number retired league-wide, like, who do you do it for?
Right, because, like, that's how the NBA is, right? Is everyone's going to go, like, well, MJ didn't get his number retired. No one
I honestly even think it's kind of silly that Wayne Gretzky's is retired.
I think it's a little silly, too, but that's okay.
Like, league-wide, come on. Yeah,
should it be retired for the Oilers? Absolutely. Yeah. The Kings? Absolutely. I'll even give you the Rangers. Probably not the Blues.
Yeah. And, like, that's more of one of those things where it's like, it takes a pretty big set to wear 99 at any level. So it's like, if you got the balls, do it.
The Russian kids do it all the time.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, and then what's his name? The kid who bounces up and down, drafted by the Islanders. Everyone thought he was going
to be. Hosang?
Josh Hosang wore 98 and got. Or no, he wore 66.
Yeah, he was Mario. Yeah.
Torched for it.
Well, that's stupid. Hockey things where it's like,
and that's what I'm saying.
You don't wear that number.
And what's annoying is that almost every player across any sport wears their number because of a player right. that they yeah. looked up to. And it's like,
a lot of the
he
goalies.
Idolized Mario Lemieux like so many other hockey players. Why is it a bad thing if he wears his number in the AHL?
Yep.
All right, we can get out of here. There.
Yeah. Any final thoughts? You have 30 seconds.
I have nothing. So I'll
no, no.
defer.
All right, our final thought is you're all awesome. We love you. I'm assuming we have no super chats. Goodbye.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.